Talking about a wagon again. If you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden piece that runs up between the horses?
The wagon tongue.
The tongue? And if you have a horse that's pulling a buggy, right before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
Shafts.
The shafts.
Buggy shafts.
And talking about a wagon wheel now, right in the middle of the wheel, you call that the hub, don't you?
Yeah.
Hub of the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
And the spokes of the wheel come out from the hub, and they attach into the what? What do you call that?
The outside of the wheel is have to have a iron band around it.
Would you just call that the rim?
Yeah.
The rim of it? And what about, you know, where you have on the rim two spoke holes? Sometimes the rim's kind of in sections, you know? What would you call that, you know, that individual piece where the two spokes go into it?
That's the hub. It's made like a fan. Like, this is the hub.
Uh-huh.
And the spokes come out from there and spread out like that to reach the tie, the rim of the wheel. It's called the tie.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything called a felly that had to do with the wagon wheel?
A what?
Felly.
I don't know what.
Again, talking about a wagon, what do you call that thing that the traces come back and attach to?
Zangle tree, I
think. Zangle tree? And if you have two of them, they'd both be hitched to the what?
If you hitch to a singer tree, if it's a double, buggy or a wagon, mm-hmm. The singer tree, you have to put that singer tree on the each side of the tongue, the wagon tongue.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people call that thing a double tree?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My sister always had a, her husband had a, Oh, buggy. Drew double pin. Double pin? He drive two horses to it. I don't know what to call it. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she wanted to go, she went on that double.
Okay, if a man had a wagon and he took it down to a place where he was cutting some wood and he filled it up with wood and then he went on down the road and unloaded it and then came back, got some more, took it down and unloaded it again and just kept doing this all day, you'd say he was doing what?
Well, sometimes they'd be settling. They said everybody loading and most times in the winter they are. Get it in for the winter.
Mm-hmm. Would you just say he's hauling wood?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hauled it to begin with. I told it once. Mm-hmm. We used the word toted. That word now is carry.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had a, if you were riding along the wagon and there was a big tree that had fallen across the road? You might have to get a rope and tie it around the tree and do what to get it off the road?
Drag it off.
Drag it off? You'd say that you might drag it off today. If you did the same thing yesterday, you'd say that yesterday we